Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
And from everybody at Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, we'd like to say happy anniversary, Tony Mowbray. Wouldn't we, Rob Nichols?
Absolutely. What a year.
Yeah.
What a difference.
Happy anniversary, Tony Mowbray.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, with Rob Nichols and friends.
Indeed. Rob Nichols all set and ready to go. For the companion podcast to issue 494, The Millwall Game. Yes, we go retro after another glorious 0-0. Which was marvellous stuff in that scenario. But, of course, exciting things have happened since then. But, Millwall up and coming in many ways, really. And we said before that we've had a few sort of interesting lines from that point of view. A reasonable match?
Yeah. Now that we've got the benefit of hindsight, we see Millwall win 3-0 at Leicester the week after.
Sven's last.
Yeah. So, you might say that they weren't quite as bad as, or maybe we helped them get a bit of confidence getting back into that game. We were coasting at one point. It was 1-0 actually, wasn't it? Not 0-0. We were coasting at that point, and then a bit of a fluky deflection off Reece Williams, and then everyone starts to get the jitters, the crowd and the players, and you realise that we've lost a lot of the players that have been the foundation for the unbeaten start. But of course we did set a record in that game.
Exactly so.
101-year-old
precisely
record.
Transport of great celebrations, let off the fireworks, etc. It's great stuff. Great stuff. We also welcome to the Fly Me to the Moon podcast studio for the first time Henna from Nonthorpe School. Henna, who at her own behest is doing a work placement with you, Rob.
In her holidays. It's fantastic.
Hello, Henna.
Hi.
There we are. Exactly. Heather might be contributing as the show proceeds, etc. It's all good stuff from that point of view. We'll also be talking about the Colin Cooper interview, back, of course, after experiencing the Wee Gordon time. A classic article from Paddy Dillon focusing on the notion of political football. Some heads up about theatre being real life. No editorial letter once again. Have they just stopped writing, basically, Rob, in terms of communicating?
There must be a shortage of pens on Teesside at the moment.
I think it's telepathy. I mean, I've sensed telepathic communications coming through, but sadly, within the legal environment, we can't actually just sort of write what we sort of think about at the time.
To
be sort of justified from that point of view. And of course, little plug for the Return of the Power game with the Heroes of 86 and, of course, the Wildcats of Kilkenny, which, do you know, we haven't actually purchased our copies yet.
Really? Yeah, that is a shocker.
Very bad. Mm. Very bad indeed. Let's talk Colin Cooper before we actually work through that point of view. He sat in this studio, Rob. Mind you, they've forgotten about it. Just to tell you, everyone forgets that 20 years ago. Celebrate that whole thing, etc. You've run with him in Albert Park.
Well, yeah, I watched him running into the distance.
Well, yeah, you started off running with him.
I did start off
running
with him,
Generally, I think very very pleased to have him back, really.
Oh, absolutely. Delighted. I think the fact that he went away to Bradford City and as assistant manager means he comes back with a little bit more experience and a little bit more nous, and which for how long he's here I don't know, because his ambitions are to become a manager, but he's going to pass on all his experience to the young players. He's an ex-England player. He's gone through all that 86 business, and who better to have that back in the young players than Colin Cooper, really.
He's leaping in at this particular moment.
Yes, he is.
I did like the question, how many players are you actually working with? As the squad's getting even shorter, basically. So it's about 14 or 15, really, so that's what we do. But yeah, you're under 18, and it's something which clearly, you look at Joe Bennett, you look at Richie Smallwood, it's something which is really essential to our future Premiership success.
Yes, and it's actually, it's very interesting that, because there's that new thing that's the Premier League have pushed through, where they are able to change the academy rules. At the moment, I think you've got to it's got to be like an hour's driving distance. That's the maximum distance. Mm-hmm. But now they've changed all that, and in theory, Man United, Aston Villa, Arsenal, Liverpool, whoever could put an academy bang slap in the middle of Teesside. Mm-hmm. But the main thing for Middlesbrough, Colin Cooper says this, and Tony Mowbray says this, is that you can see a clear path that the parents and their kids should be able to see, that if their kids are good enough, they'll get the opportunity to become the next Adam Johnson, the next Stuart Downing, the next Lee Cattermole, the next Richie Smallwood. And that's going to be very important, because that change could actually have a devastating effect on a lot of clubs around the country, a lot of smaller clubs.
Well, precisely. I mean, you could always argue that in case of certain clubs, it would be a case of, well, is it not an hour's flying time by jet engine? You know,
yeah.
You sort of encompass that side of things there. No names, obviously. But it was nice, it was nice to actually have a 6-1 win against United last week. That's
right.
All I shall say. Okay. And you've got Alex Nimely as well, who's working through that, who's been, I think, praised quite solidly. He hasn't scored as yet, but mind you, that's a Middlesbrough goal is a rare and precious thing these days. But Liam Drake, in an interesting article, defines Alex Nimely as being a bit like Leroy Leiter in stature and physique, etc., but a massive gamble. And then he actually goes on to cite, I think somewhat unfairly, Caleb Folan, Sean St. Ledger, Jay O'Shea, Marcus Bent, Isaiah Osborne, Matt Kilgallen, Michael Tavares. What's not to love about Tavares? Haven't must be missing it. No, sorry. Dave Kitson, Andrew Davis, Sean St. Ledger was reasonable. I thought we had a falling out with Gordon Strachan, but, you know.
We conceded a lot of goals with Sean St. Ledger, well, whether it was his fault or not.
So Preston, of course, you know,
yeah.
I suppose. So did Ireland. Equally as, say, Matt Kilgan, Dave Kitson, yeah.
We made an awful lot of loan signings under Gordon Strachan in his year, and I think the point is how many of them actually amounted to anything. Probably none, but Alex Nimely's got a good chance. He's a young lad, but he might find he's been pushed down the order signing Bart.
Bart, exactly. I know.
I forgot his surname. What's his surname?
Very confusing for that. But can Henna help us out on this particular thing? We just don't know. But it's the striker with no name, but like Clint Eastwood, you know, the man with no name. He goes in there, he fires those goals.
The difference between them is that Bart's got a lot of experience from international football at Nigeria, and that was shown them. When he first went onto the pitch, he got straight into the action, was passing the ball around, knew where to go and everything. Alex is still finding his feet. So, but I think...
perhaps it was confusion. Perhaps they were looking at Tevez instead. You know, maybe not. You know, it's different.
Maybe, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Henna, of course, as we mentioned, a season ticket holder. How long have you been a season ticket holder with Middlesbrough for?
Since I was about 9.
Oh, right. So a year then, basically. Okay. Are you in year 9, year 10 at present?
Year 11.
Year 11. Oh, right now. They grow up so quickly these days. That's amazing. And how have you sort of, I mean, because actually going back, so you saw Middlesbrough in the Premier then, I presume.
Yeah.
But you have stayed with them even though they're in the Championship, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so pleased with Tony Mowbray's progress so far?
Yeah, like when we had Gordon Strachan, it was obvious that loads of the fans were going. Like, even I got to the point where I didn't even want to go anymore.
I can understand.
It just got so bad.
Yeah.
And then Tony Mowbray came, and like this shirt's been like proper lift, and we've just been a different team.
Favourite players?
Bobby Robson, I think.
Right. Gordon Strachan signing, of course. Anyway, that's obviously, you know, just shows that even in the darkest moments with anybody who's got that kind of strawberry hairstyle, you know, there was one or two sort of things that maybe got right. Accidentally, perhaps, but still, we'll go over that. Okay, coming up, we'll be talking more about Mowbray's anniversary, looking back at some of the action and various other bits and pieces they'll be working. We'll have a quiz question as well that's coming through. Pleased to see Eric McMordy getting a name check. That was an interesting one. I did think that was wonderful. From the era, of course, of Willie Wigham and Derek Downing and all of those other sort of grand Stan Anderson days, etc. Sheer brilliance, etc. So that's to come. Plus, of course, the usual incisive sort of lines in terms of how Middlesbrough continue to work through, and a little touch about the Transporter Bridge as well.
Absolutely.
All this and more.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Did you know many motor insurers are owned by the same few parent companies?
No. Nor did I, until I spoke to personal injury solicitor Charles Ather.
The aim of these big companies is to minimise costs by negotiating a knock-for-knock agreement or pushing you to settle quickly for a minimum payout.
So if you have an accident, you may be better off choosing an independent solicitor who acts only for you.
Of course, but then you'd expect me to say that, wouldn't you?
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now.
Choose the one.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and high-quality care for residents, provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
a purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick. Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential elderly, EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at info@rosevillecarecentre.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Pharma Nord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs. All of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. Pharma Nord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989, or visit pharmanord.co.uk. Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
Charles Arthur of Arthur & Co. On your right to choose your own solicitor when you're injured in an accident that's not your fault.
Insurance companies, who do they really work for? Are they about getting maximum compensation for your injuries, or about maximum profits for themselves? I'd say, well, make up your own mind. Remember, you can choose who acts for you. You don't have to be passed on to some faceless person in a faraway office. You have every right to choose your own proper solicitor who acts only for you.
Choose the one you know, Arthur & Co.
Insurers are for cars. Arthur & Co. are for people. Call now on 01642 222 575.
I'm Bradley, BBC T's Borough commentator, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you, Alistair. Of course, if you are searching for employment after the BBC cutbacks, then obviously we could offer you the usual sort of fee of a jelly baby part podcast, I think, Rob, you know, if we want to bring you on board. Just a thought. Yeah. It's not Bart Simpson, it's Bart Ogbetshe.
Yes, that's right.
See, we're on the case here. Yes. Yeah, that's why it's the official fanzine for Borough fans. You know, sort those things through, Bart Ogbetshe.
He played in the 2002 World Cup for Nigeria. I saw Nigeria versus England. I've not checked whether he played in that game. That's sort of vintage. It's a long time ago.
It is indeed. I mean, he was
a young lad at the time. But.
Precisely, yeah. At least there's no truth in the rumour that they're likely to be signing Roger Miller as well.
No.
A bit further back, really, for that.
A bit further back.
Okay, moving on. We talked about the Millwall game, which was a one-all draw as opposed to the nil-nil. It was the Barry Robson goal, as Hennett was sort of rightly sort of put together from that point of view. Holding back in a way that you don't really want to go top of the league. You know, you want to sort of say second or third. I mean, my prediction at the start of the season was third. I have to rephrase that, etc., the playoffs and all the rest of the aspects within that. But I think, you know, allowing for the fact that we've now gone over the 10-game period, that I know Tony Burberry was keen to sort of say
that's
at £10. It's positioned well, I think, really.
I think Southampton are the one team that have made the breakaway.
But not quite, of course. They've had their challenges.
Yes, they have.
A one-all draw recently.
Been very strong at home.
Yeah.
Whether they've been quite as strong away from home. It's a bit of a contrasting situation to Middlesbrough, really, because obviously Middlesbrough have done their victories away from home. Mm. But, yeah, it's been a very good start to the season. We stuttered with all the draws, and, you know, Millwall was an opportunity to go top, but even so, we'd have taken that at the start of the season, because if you remember when we went into it, we played badly in the two friendlies at Darlington and Carlisle, and I think people were wondering whether we could keep like the end of last season going into this season, but we certainly have, and the squad is starting to fill out a little bit in a few places. There's plenty to look forward to, I think.
And of course, because people might say, they haven't even commented on the Leicester City 0-0 draw, indeed the Reading 0-0 draw, etc. There's a great deal to say about those particular games. I mean, obviously Sven didn't realise he was sort of beginning to go on his way out of Leicester then.
Well, right? It's funny, because if we start at Ipswich, we're playing three teams there that had a stuttering start, but looked as if they were starting to find the feet, and you know, I thought after all those three games that there would be three teams that would be involved at the end in the top six. maybe still will, but there'll be a big rebuilding at Leicester now. So it was disappointing not to score goals. It's disappointing to only draw all those games. But at the same time, I'd have taken the draws rather than a win and a defeat. I'd have sacrificed the points, in other words, just to keep the thing rolling forward, just to keep the confidence going.
And you know, the unbeatables continues, really, from that point of view.
Well, yeah.
Almost unbeatables, we can say now, you know. Because they are almost, I mean, just a one sort of slip from that
that's
point
right.
of view. Sort of work from that. Kadeem Hussein back again, obviously, photograph of him in the... Oh, just gives people wondering, you can get back issues. I mean, you know, we don't just do this retro thing, you know, back issues are available from that point of view.
Yeah.
And you can see Kadeem and Aftab, of course, promoting Borough Football Poems 2010 to 2011, four seasons with high expectations. I wonder if he's had words with Neil Finn from Crowded House, you know, four seasons in one.
Right.
But political football, Paddy Dillon. What, for my mind, if I know it's early days yet, and, you know, the article awards haven't been written as yet. I mean, is there a most favourite article of the season? Sort of.
Maybe we need to do it. Maybe we need to do it on this programme.
Well, I'm thinking that. I'm also thinking favourite podcast, but this one by Paddy Dillon, outstanding. You know, they say politics should have no place in sport, but try telling that to David Miliband MP. The recent news that Niall Quinn had stepped down as Sunderland chairman was most notable because it reminded everybody that the forgotten android of the Miliband brothers had bizarrely taken on a role as a non-executive director in the Sunderland boardroom at the start of the year. Following last week's boardroom reshuffle, the South Shields MP and non-leader of the Labour Party was quick out of the blocks with media comments to reassure Nervy Mackams that the change would put Niall Quinn's football brain to full/best use, presumably for the first time since he performed his final headed flick-on for Kevin Phillips before retiring in 2002. And then even better, he actually does refer to His Majesty Sir Stuart Bell MP, having served as an MP for the constituency of Middlesbrough upon Seine for 28 years. I mean, look, I've met Stuart's shown me around the houses of Westminster. He took me around when, you know, I've done pieces with Stuart. He's all right.
Right.
We never see him here, but he's all right. So I would say, you know, I would go on record though. So Stuart, if you're listening, and he might be a secret podcast listener,
yeah.
You know, work on that whole basis, but classic line to concluding that with after 4 months in the job, an elaborate sting by investigative journalists with basic mathematics skills at the Evening Gazette reveals that Bell had not authorised the sale of a single matchday ticket and had instead been humouring himself by penning yet more dodgy novels in Paris. Yeah, well, there we are, you see. It's a suggestion that he was indeed ticket office manager in 2009. Just a suggestion, you know.
Yes.
It's a parody, not meant to be taken seriously.
I think so.
Well, there we are. And we won't even talk about Nick Clegg, MP, Sheffield Wednesday manager, 2010 through 2011. But great, great stuff on that point of view. Back to the Reading game, your tease, tripper, etc. This was supposed to be October, autumn and all that, conquers for goalposts, etc. But unseasonably warm
it was
weather.
Boiling. Absolutely boiling. It's strange to look back at that now, but there was that week that when the weather went mad, it was... I was stood outside waiting to give somebody some tickets outside a white wall of the stadium, and I could have been in the south of France, and it was absolutely boiling. And then... it was still the same temperature when we left at 5 o'clock, so it must have been really hard for the players to play.
Yeah. Still, 5-2 last season.
Yeah,
this
progress.
Time, yeah, exactly, 0-0, all sorted out for that for you. Henna, do you travel away or do you just stay at home?
I've been to away games in the past. I might go to one a season, but I haven't been away for a while.
Right, oh, very good. Have you got your eyes on any particular away game this season that you're likely to be sort of heading off to?
I'm not sure. I fancied Leeds last season.
Oh,
but...
dear.
No.
This season was good, though, because we won it, didn't we?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. All sorted through from that perspective. And we did mention, of course, that the Etihad Stadium gets a little mention, and Specky Gett actually talks about the wonderful joys of Carlos Tevez and the balance with Roberto Mancini. I mean, no, it's just kind of, it's a general-based thing, but... It does seem to be very bizarre that. I mean, there are. I mean, I'm sure, Rob, likewise,
yeah.
If you're given the opportunity to run out for Middlesbrough, you'd take that, wouldn't you? You would just sort of say on the bench, no, I can't be bothered.
It's really bizarre, and it's bizarre that it's not cut and dried as well, that actually, that there's some dispute about it. Mm. You'd have thought it was. You'd have thought there'd be no doubt if the managers asked you to go on,
yeah.
And that everybody on the bench would know that.
Mm.
Really odd. I did hear a coach from Middlesbrough did once tell me about a scenario in the 90s of a player being asked to go on for Middlesbrough and refusing to go on, and it was in a match in which Hamilton Rickard was playing and couldn't hit the target, and he had shot after shot where it was just really frustrating. It was just getting more and more frustrating that either the goalkeeper saved it or he hit the post or he went. In the end, he was just blasting them miles wide. And apparently, there was a player on the bench, a forward, who had said, "I'm not coming on." No idea why, but.
Very, very strange. Talking about somebody who never refused to go on, I'm sure we'll continue to work through that. Heads off to Gordon McQueen, of course.
Yeah.
About Leeds, etc. Back to recovery, almost, one hopes.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I really wish him all the best. He's a great, great fella and a great football man, isn't he?
Yeah, indeed. Although he did spend most of his time with Leeds, but that's a different line entirely, with Billy Bremner and company. No letter, of course, this week, but we do have Andy Wilson's quiz for the Millwall 494 edition. Millwall 494, it sounds like a sort of line, an anthem, etc. So, Henna, which number would you like to choose between 1 and 10?
Six.
In 1984, who became the first England captain to score a hat-trick in an international since 1909? In 1984, who became the first England captain to score a hat-trick in an international since 1909? 2 years, of course, before the Transporter Bridge actually launched.
Nice link.
102 years before the celebration of the longest unbeaten record that Middlesbrough have put together.
Yes.
So put together. You want the answer? If you don't know it, buy a back issue.
Yes, absolutely.
Get hold of a whole thing. We're not just going to sort of give the answer away on this sort of basis.
No,
we do enough completely free. The podcast's free, etc. Get the thing together from that point of view. How do people actually subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine?
You can go to the website, www.fmttm.com, and look for subscribe, or email me at robshrug, as in shrug of the shoulders, robshrug@gmail.co.uk. .com, isn't it? Yeah. I don't even know my email.
It's a bizarre word, see. We mentioned Derek McMordy. We'll mention him again from that point of view.
Yeah.
Of course, he could have been another George Best. He was a colleague of George Best, went over to Manchester United. In the end, he went to Middlesbrough. If only George had come to Middlesbrough, it could have been a different line in time.
Yeah, he got homesick, didn't he? He went back. But yes, imagine that. Well, obviously, if we flip forward many years afterwards, when Bobby Murdoch was manager, George Best played in the testimonial for Jim Platt, the Northern Ireland goalkeeper, and apparently signed for Middlesbrough, but he didn't make it to the airport.
Yeah. Another tragic tale. Yeah. Possibly his liver might have, but not George. Different line entirely. Okay, you'll be listening to the companion podcast to issue 494, coming up very, very shortly. In fact, you can actually just go to the next level of the routine. We'll have issue 495, the Derby County reappraisal. But we always like to finish up. Is Henna aware of the big finish for this?
She's not.
I bet, Henna, you haven't even listened to these podcasts before, have you? No, they're all there. You know, there's a part of it which says, "Fly Me to the Moon." FMTTM is now podcasting in conjunction with the very nice and extremely professional people at Southside Broadcasting.
Yeah.
You get all the podcasts there. You go to that, sort of select "Fly Me to the Moon" podcast. You can have literally over 48 hours of Rob Nichols.
You know?
I just press a button and chirp in every so often. It's all there. Plus various other non-season ticket holders who claim they've never even sort of heard of Middlesbrough Football Club that randomly come in every so often.
Yes,
sometimes I feel we're running a sort of social ship here. It's amazing. It's like therapy. Anyway, the final concluding lines remain those seven words that are said with such passion, joie de vivre and positivity. So a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.